Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes those curveballs hit us right in the feels. But here's the thing, we don't have to be slaves to our emotions. We can actually learn to manage them in a healthy and constructive way, turning those emotional roller coasters into smooth sailing adventures. Let's dive into five key takeaways that are going to help you become the master of your own emotional universe. First up, awareness. Seriously, it all starts with knowing what you're feeling. Instead of letting emotions just wash over you like a tsunami, take a moment to pause and identify them. Is it anger, sadness, frustration, or something else entirely? Recognizing your emotions is the first step towards understanding and managing them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet without knowing where the leak is coming from, right? Next up, acceptance. Now, I'm not saying you have to love every single emotion that comes your way. Some emotions are downright unpleasant, and that's okay. We're human, and it's natural to experience a full spectrum of feelings. But instead of fighting against them or trying to suppress them, try accepting them for what they are. Imagine a storm rolling in. You can try to resist the rain, or you can open your umbrella and ride it out. Same goes for your emotions. Accept them, acknowledge them, and let them flow through you without judgment. Speaking of letting things flow, self-compassion is crucial here. Ever notice how we're much harder on ourselves than we are on others? When we mess up, we beat ourselves up. But when a friend makes a mistake, we offer understanding and support. Practice treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would extend to a loved one. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. Now, let's talk expression. Bottling up your emotions like a soda bottle about to explode is never a good idea. Find healthy outlets for expressing your feelings. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, journal your thoughts, create art, dance it out, whatever feels right for you. And finally, mindfulness. This one's all about staying present in the moment and observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Take some time each day to simply breathe, focus on your senses, and be aware of what's happening both inside and outside of you. Think of it like training your emotional muscles. The more you practice mindfulness, the better equipped you'll be to manage those roller coaster rides. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered lawyer who constantly feels overwhelmed by deadlines and pressure. She finds herself snapping at colleagues, neglecting her hobbies, and experiencing constant anxiety. Sarah's emotional roller coaster was spiraling out of control, but then she decided to implement these five key takeaways. She started paying attention to her emotions, recognizing when stress was creeping in. She learned to accept those feelings instead of fighting them, and practiced self-compassion when things got tough. She found an outlet for expressing her emotions through yoga and journaling. And finally, she incorporated mindfulness techniques into her daily routine, taking a few moments each day to simply breathe and be present. Over time, Sarah noticed a significant difference. She felt calmer, more in control, and less reactive to stressful situations. Her relationships improved, she had more energy, and she rediscovered the joy in simple things. The takeaway here is clear. Managing your emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by embracing these strategies, you can learn to navigate those emotional waters with grace and ease. Remember, you are the captain of your own ship, and it's time to take control of your emotional course. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these takeaways today. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. And let me know in the comments how you're finding success in managing your own emotions. Until next time, keep that dopamine flowing in healthy and constructive ways.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.